The following interview was recorded by the Gawler Broadcasting Association as part of the Gawler Oral History Project.
It is Monday the 8th of July 2024. My name is Gillian Lee and I'm having a conversation with Jan Brearley, who is a local piano teacher based at Willesden. We are in the Gawler Town Hall podcasting room on a cold Monday winter's day. Present are myself, Jan, Les Lee, Jeanette Menahan, and me. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you.
Okay, my first question is, what is it about music and the piano that you love so much?
Well, that's a bit of a trick question. I guess I was drawn to the piano. Mum may have had an influence on me to start with. She could listen to a song on the radio and then play it by ear using appropriate chords without even knowing a note of music. So now I think about that, I think that's quite amazing. And we only had a radio growing up, not a record player or anything else. So,
and that was your beginning of your music?
It was indeed. I grew up on a dairy farm in Heathfield, in the Adelaide Hills.
Right, yes.
And we had an old piano in the house and Mum used to play by ear. She would listen to the songs, as I said, and then sit down and play, and she couldn't read music. I was always sitting at the piano from a very early age as well. So when I was 8, Mum and Dad decided that I should be taught. And they had an old friend who used to play a bit and he offered to teach me. And after a few months, he suggested to Mum that I should be taught properly. Hence, at the age of 8, I commenced lessons at the Mount Lofty Convent, which is now a private Catholic primary school. Lessons and theory classes were on a Saturday morning and I'd ride my bike to the Heathfield railway station and leave my bike at a friend's house nearby and catch the train to Mount Lofty and then walk up to the convent. When I was a bit older, I'd occasionally ride all the way from home, and I suppose that was about 5 or 6 k's, I'm not sure. I continued tuition there until 1956. I was 14 years old when I passed the 7th grade piano with honours, and back then the AMB, which is the Australian Music Examinations Board, only went to grade 7. I think they do now to grade 8 and then Certificate of Performance and then to the con, but back then it was grade 7 and then to the con if you
were good enough. Yeah.
I was accepted to study piano at the Adelaide Conservatorium as a single study student. And my first teacher was Clemens Leskie Sr. I don't know whether you've heard of him. And John Horner, after Leskie left to study overseas. John Horner was at that time a music critic for the Advertiser, I think.
Well, what were they like as piano teachers? Were they kind, patient, or were they demanding?
Well, you're talking about the nuns, or...? I think I had one slap across the knuckles once, and I've never forgotten that, and that was at Mount Lofty. But no, the music teachers were really good, really kind. And
did you base your piano teaching on their teaching?
Somewhat, I suppose.
You weren't influenced?
No, it was an interesting life. I started high school in 1955 at Mount Barker, and so it always took a bit of juggling with homework and piano practice and sport and travelling that came with it. I also was accompanist for the high school choir at that stage as well.
At what age would that have been?
Oh, about 14.
That was 14?
14, 15. Oh, and I forgot to tell you this, I used to get out of doing the dishes to practice. And at this time, when I was 14 and had to go to the conservatorium, I caught the steam train to Adelaide from Heathfield every Saturday morning for lessons then. And I studied at the con for 5 years and obtained my AMSA, and that's the Associate in Music Australia, in performance. And by this time I'd started to work with CSIRO Soils Division, which at that stage was located in the Geology Department of the University. Mm. So it was a good chance to do some practice before work and at lunchtimes when I could.
What, you would go next door to the conservatory?
Yeah, the conservatorium was only a few steps away, really.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Because it's part of the Adelaide Uni, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Soils Division eventually moved to Erbrae, so that put an end to that. So that was that part of it. And so, I'll fast forward to 1966.
All right, yes.
When I married Brian, who was in the police force. And our first shift was to Morgan, where he was stationed for 7 years. And in that time, our two boys, Darren and Scott, were born. The next move was to Gawler in 1975 when the boys attended Evanston Primary School. It was from there that I started accompanying the school choirs in the district and also teaching a few students.
Did you enjoy doing the choirs or was it driving you up the wall?
No, I chose to do it. I worked with Kevin Shear at Evanston as an accompanist, and Meredith Dowdy was the conductor for the school choir festivals, and I accompanied for her too.
But when all the choirs all joined together,
didn't
they, and went to Adelaide?
They did, and there was about 200 students, I reckon, and Two Wells, St Bridget's, Evanston, Evanston Gardens, Gawler East, Williamstown, Freeling, all of those took part. Yeah, so...
You found that, you know, you enjoyed that?
I did. It was a lot of work, though.
Mm.
But I think they used to have these booklets that they held for classes, and then they only had one single line of music, and I had to sort of do the rest.
Were they the ABC?
Yeah, they were. And we moved to Mount Pleasant in 1979, and I had this ambition to try to go as far as I could again with my music, and so I commenced study again at the Elizabeth Community College. Do you remember that? Because I don't think it's there anymore. My teacher there was Leonie Horvat, who urged me to study for my ILMUS.
What is ILMUS?
That's a Licentiate in Music Australia diploma. And she insisted that I memorise some of my pieces. I could not play from memory. I still can't. It took 2 years and many hours of hard work to finally achieve that goal, my ILMUS diploma.
Were you juggling, like, home, boys, music?
I was juggling home, boys, sport. Sport was my love as well.
What sort of sport?
I played netball, A-grade netball, mm-hmm. and A-grade and B-grade table tennis for many years. For as long as I can remember.
And did the boys play sport as well? Did you have to support them?
Oh, we used to have to take them to football and tennis, and yeah, I did that. That was part of it.
And in all that you were doing, you had to, like, continue with your training and your...
Absolutely.
And your practice.
Yep.
How did you fit it all in?
I don't know. I did. And I think without any hassle, really. I was never told to do practice or... Not ever.
You loved it so much you were prepared to put the effort in?
Yeah, I was. But anyway, it was ILMUS diploma. It was mentally and physically demanding. I didn't play solo much after that. So that's when it was time for another goal.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So you set yourself another goal.
I did. I enrolled in TAFE course in instrumental teaching, and this course was in Flinders Street in Adelaide. More travelling from Mount Pleasant to the city each week. I can't recall how long the course was, but the end result was becoming a registered member of the Institute of Music Teachers and the TAFE Certificate in Instrumental Teaching. So that was that goal.
So that would have been a lot of effort.
It was, but that was fun. We had one of the tutors down there, he's now an examiner. There was quite a few of us, and we gave him a lot of... What would I say? We made it a bit hard for him. Yeah, he's been examining some of my students, and he still remembers.
Still remembers you?
Yeah, he does.
Once met, never forgotten.
Absolutely. And it was in Mount Pleasant that I met James Porter. He studied at the Conservatorium with Lance Dosser and got his music and Bachelor of Music. And he was a very well-known high school teacher and brilliant pianist who lived only a street away from the police station in Mount Pleasant. And I could hear him playing from my place. And he eventually helped me when I wanted advice with my chosen ILMUS pieces. And that's when our duet playing began.
Can you tell us more about the duet playing?
I can. We started building up quite a big repertoire, and our first recital was at Birdwood High School. But I'd like to tell you about the way we practice, really.
Yes.
We practice our separate parts at home and come together once a week for practice together, and that we would have practiced for all day, really, one day a week. Our practice time at each, at his house and mine, I guess, he'd practice more than I did. He would probably do about 5 hours a day. I'd do a couple. And then we'd practice together, and practicing together involved seating. Like, sometimes you'd have to sit in a different place, depending on the music.
On the piano stool? Or
yeah, on one piano stool.
Next to each other?
Yep.
Right, okay. Mm.
And that was fun because it was a bit of a juggle. And that involved, like, that seating position and pedalling. So Jim did all of the pedalling. I didn't, because I insisted that he did it. So
what is pedalling? What can you explain?
Well,
that?
The pedalling in the pieces that we played.
The piano's got pedals, hasn't it, down on
it? Yep.
And what do you use those for?
It's for joining, sort of making the music more legato, smoothly connected. Then there's a soft pedal.
To soften the sound down?
Yeah, and then there's another pedal that we don't use very much. It's a sustaining pedal that can hold one key and not anything else. But you probably haven't seen that one yet. I'll show you. Yeah, so Jim did all of the pedal and dynamics, and we've discussed all that, and one of the most important things, believe it or not, was page turning. That was an art in itself.
To keep playing and turn the pages at the same
time.
Yeah,
so when we thought the piece was reasonably okay, we'd tape it and had to listen to it carefully.
And then using a cassette tape?
Then, I had a cassette tape set up at home. And then we sat down and listened to that, and sort of you'd say, oh, well, you're playing too loud there, or we need to cut that back a bit, or we need more of this or more of that.
Did you have fun?
We did. We had a lot of fun, and listening is the key. And then after we did that, we would have a long two-hour lesson with Lance Dosser. He was an international concert pianist, and he actually worked at the Con.
So would you go to the
his house?
Conservatory? You'd go to his house in Adelaide?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he would sort of help us a lot. He'd make a few suggestions or whatever. He'd listen to what we were doing for our whole program. He was the best teacher. He wouldn't say, you do this or do that. He'd say, have you tried doing this? Yeah. And he was brilliant. Mm. I think I learnt from him than any others, really. So that's our practice regime.
That's a big chunk out of your week, too, to do that much
practicing. It was, but, if you want to do something, you've got to do it, don't you? And we enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you did all the practicing and you were playing duets. So where did you do your performances?
We did it at Edmund Wright House. That was the first venue. I guess that we did that, I think it was where,
you have two pianos?
Or? We have actually played on two pianos. Didn't like that as much as the duets, but the duets were our thing, really. So
you would do recitals?
We did many recitals. And the recitals, I can't remember whether they were 40 or 50 minute recitals in Edmund Wright House.
So what sort of people came to listen to you?
Oh, all that were interested, I guess, in our program.
Was it in the evening or the daytime?
No, it was the lunch hour concerts. Yeah, they still have them, but it's not called, I've got it written here somewhere, but it's Recitals Australia now. I think you might have seen it advertised.
Yeah.
We started doing that. We had a pretty big repertoire. I can't remember how we initially became involved with the ASKM, but we were asked to perform on Sunday afternoons in soirees before that.
So it was a progression.
These concerts were at the Homes of Pianists in Adelaide, and eventually we were asked to perform in our lunch hour concerts. And our first concert was in 1987. Yeah, I think the length of the concert was about 40 or 50 minutes.
Did you get nervous?
I did indeed. Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking, but it was good fun. But we covered a lot of repertoire. Yeah, we prepared a program every year after that until 2000. So I reckon it was about 13 or so years that we were playing.
You got a favourite? The thing perhaps that you played more often than others because you loved it?
Well, for these concerts, we played it something different every time.
Oh.
We had to do that. Couldn't get away with playing the same thing. Our repertoire was enormous, really, when you come to think of it. Then we moved from Mount Pleasant to Newry Utpa.
All right, yes.
And that's when we joined with two of the Barossa Chamber music players, Fiona Robertson and Olga Radke, and they were recorder players. And we were invited by the Araluen Centre for the Arts and Entertainment in Alice Springs to feature in two concerts. And our repertoire then was ranging from medieval times to the 20th century, so that was a bit of fun. And we enjoyed a great trip to the Northern Territory. It was more exciting because my son Scott was working and living in Alice at that time.
Right.
And it was great to have him at our concerts.
Then your boys never showed an interest in playing the piano?
They didn't get a chance. I was always practicing, and so I think that was a bit of a put off for them. Mm-hmm. They play guitar now and mess around with the guitars, but you know and I think Darren might have had a lesson or two. I can't remember, but no, they didn't get a chance really.
You were
poor things.
A bit too busy.
Oh well, I was always on the piano, and it was only just before one of my brothers died, before he died, it was one that long ago, he said, "You used to drive us nuts playing with your scale playing." But that was at home.
Yeah.
Another big event we had was in Port Lincoln. A Saturday night was at the home of Judy Pierce, and she was a music teacher in Port Lincoln. We played both duets and two pianos that night too. We weren't too as good really on the two pianos. Mm. When you're playing duets, you really have to listen carefully, because you have to make the listener think that there's only one person playing. And you have to absolutely start absolutely together and finish together. You can't go, did it?
So timing was everything.
Listening. And we had these ways of starting, like you go,
nod
or... We were always sort of together, which was good. And it was an enjoyment. Yeah, so this concert at Port Lincoln, we had two of them, one at Judy's place, and then we played in Boston Bay Winery the next day, but that was a different venue with a totally different concert in both style and content, like the stuff that most people knew and enjoyed.
Yeah. Popular things.
So we did a bit of that too, for a bit of fun.
Not just classical then?
Not classics all the time, but certainly for the Edmund Wright House things, they were quite long too. Proceeds there were for Port Lincoln Arts Council Fund.
So it was charity.
Yeah, the funny thing is that we always performed for charities and no cost.
Just for the love of music?
Absolutely, and I sort of can remember a few of them. We played two recitals at St Peter's Cathedral, and they were for the Magdalene Centre Emergency Relief. And we did a couple of charity concerts for Flood Relief and CFS at Strathalbyn. Many concerts for Save the Children at the Holmes Estate, Mount Pleasant. All of our playing really was for charities, generally. And there was a fundraiser for Red Cross Baby Competition Award for Music for Leah. And Leah happened to be Michelle Gardam, or now Alabama Burns. She's a singing teacher at Faith now. That's right. And then we had three concerts we did at Collingrove, and that was to do with the restoration of the 1920s piano that they had there. So that was 3 days.
You had recitals for 3 days?
Yeah, different music for 3 days, three concerts.
You went through a bit of music.
Oh, we had
a repertoire.
A repertoire, yeah. Most of the duet sort of music, really. Mm. We played a lot of Mozart, Beethoven, Schumann, all sorts, really. Mm. Along with a few things that people didn't like so much with the 20th century stuff. We played in a couple of retirement villages too. One at Hillsview, where my mum was. And at Norwood, and that was where we were about to play for another concert for the ASKM, and we decided that one of these concerts that we'd play one of our pieces at the end to practice for that. And at the end of the concert, after the clapping, this guy, old guy from the back, said, "Well, that went right over my head." And that cracked us up. So that was one of the funny things.
Any other events you can think of where things perhaps didn't go quite to plan?
Not really. That was something that we always remembered. And, you know, the oldies didn't want that anyway. I can't remember what it was, but...
Mm. But the ones they wanted to sing along to?
Oh, no, it wasn't the sing-along one, but it was songs that they would know from war times or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then, Port Lincoln, yes. When we played at Port Lincoln, that was sort of a bit of a preparation for another work that we had to do in a few weeks from there. It was a Schubert Brahms festival in Adelaide. We were asked to play at. And we played the, I don't know whether you know it, the Fantasy in F minor, Opus 103. It's worthwhile listening to. It's one of the most beautiful duets, I think, by Schubert. And I think after that, we didn't sort of play very much. Is that, after that at all.
So you sort of started to tail off and...
Oh, by that time, I'm getting a little bit old.
So when did you become a piano teacher?
Piano teaching, I've sort of been doing that most of the time, but that happened mostly in the Barossa Music Centre. I reckon I was there for over 30 years, I reckon. I was there when Kath and Pete Koch had the shop.
Barossa Music Centre in the main street of Tanunda.
That's right. So I started with him first up, and I reckon it was over 30 years. I'm sure it was. And then when Pete and Kath sold the shop, most of the teachers went to Faith, Faith Lutheran College.
And that's where you are now?
I have one day a week there, still there for one day a week. I was teaching also here at Xavier College for a few years, also at primary schools of Evanston, Gawler East, Kapunda, Woodside over the years. And in the earlier days, I don't know whether you remember, there was a music school in the main street of Gawler, just right opposite here, with Peter Alexander. Yeah,
is that the man who has the music shop at now, or is it...
No, I don't know where he is now, but there was a couple of music places in Gawler that I used to teach at. But that was over 40, 50 years ago, I suppose. It's a long time ago. Yeah, but most of our stuff that we did, Jim and I anyway, were for charities.
And are you still in contact with Jim?
I contacted him the other day, to be honest. He's a little bit... he doesn't play anymore. He's a bit older than me. That's pretty old. but I want to go to show James what you did for me, Jill.
Yeah.
And I must say that Jill did a real favour for me. I told her that I had this whole heap of programs for everything that we'd done in a folder up in the wardrobe. And I said, that when I drop off the perch, I said, that'll go in the bin. And Jill said, no, it won't. And so she did this beautiful book for me, and I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
So I did a lot of accompanying too. I accompanied a flautist in the harmonic... he was a member of the harmony choir at Lobethal. Well, he wasn't a member, but he was asked to be a guest. So I did that quite a bit with him.
That would have been lovely.
That was sort of, I always used to get nervous, whoever I played with. Oh, and then you were talking about things that had happened. We played at Cambrai one concert, and when we were on the stage, the piano started to move. And that was a little bit unnerving. But then we lifted the lid of that piano and we found chicken bones.
Chicken bones?
Chicken bones.
In the piano?
Mm-hmm. So that was a bit of a strange thing to happen.
Yes.
Anyway, that's about it, I think. But most of all, we played for charities and we didn't get paid for anything, except for Alice Springs, we did, Aranuan.
Well, thank you, Jan. That was a lovely history. Very, very detailed, and you were well prepared.
Oh, I wasn't really, I don't think.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with us
today. Thank you for having me.
This interview, recorded by the Gawler Broadcasting Association, is available for download for purposes of educational research. We expect that any written or electronic work derived from the recording gives due credit to the interviewee, interviewer, and GBA.